I have the pleasure to be joined by phone by the president of Baltimore City Community College, Dr. Deborah McCurdy. As the semester is starting out remotely, what are students going to notice the most?
I think just in general that they're going to just start off in a remote way so that there won't be the face-to-face hands-on, but there will be face-to-face on the screen. So most of the classes are going to be virtual, whether it's Zoom or Teams or something else, but you're going to be interfacing live face-to-face, but on the screen. And then there are the traditional online classes or web-based classes as well.
One thing that is very interesting for this semester is you are trying to provide free tuition to qualified students. Can you tell me a bit about how that came about?
Really, as we began to look at our financial packages and so forth, and many of our students are receiving Pell, they have other scholarship opportunities, and when you put them all together and lay them side by side and what a student can get in Pell, what they can receive out of a Maryland scholarship or institutional funds, or there's a Promise scholarship, or there's something else for students who are coming back to complete their degrees and so forth. When you line up all of the funding that's available, many students will be able to get through tuition free, which is why we're pushing tuition free, because that's on the college to do that for the students, to say you don't need to come here and only receive Pell money, and then you're paying a portion, you're creating a bill, that we're going to put things together to begin to eliminate the bills for many of the students who are eligible. In addition to having the lowest tuition, certainly in the area, and we don't have out-of-county fees and tuition on top of that. So many of the other two-year schools, if they're in the counties, then not only do they have a standard tuition rate, on top of that, if you're going there and you're not in that county, you have to pay another surcharge on top of that. We don't have that. If you're in another county, you're coming to BCCC for the same $110 a credit hour, and you're not paying anything, any extra. So it's really pushing on everything that this college has. It really is pretty cool when you think about that. We are in the city, we're a community college, and you can come here for less, and you're getting the same thing. Why would you go someplace else when you certainly can take advantage of BCCC?
I've been speaking with Dr. Deborah McCurdy, the president of Baltimore City Community College. If you'd like more information about the college's programs, you can go to bccc.edu. That's bccc.edu.